I don't think things have changed that much.
Was it a log building?
Oh, no. It was an old frame. It was an old saloon. It was a saloon back in the early days. In fact, my grandfather had bought the saloon when Prohibition came through. And then he sold it to the NC Company, Northern Commercial Company store. And at that time, it sat down at the waterfront and was, you know, a lot of the buildings were being destroyed then by an ice breakup. NC Company moved it back to the present, where the new trading post is now. They moved it back on higher ground and had it fixed up as a general store when we went into it. And the living quarters are right there. The living quarters are in the back of the building.
So it was a building that was a general store, and you lived right in the back, and now did it carry gas, propane?
Later years, propane came in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But in the beginning, there was no propane.
Oh, no, no.
What did you use for heat?
Wood, all wood. And there was a generator, I can't remember what it was. It was an old generator that was there that we used for power a few hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was usually the gas lantern, and went to bed early and got up when it was light, usually.
How many periods do you think you went through in a year?
About 22 cords of wood through the year would take us. And we had the big barrel stove in the store. In the house, we had a smaller barrel stove and the wood cook stove. And it was all cooking on wood.
Who did the wood cutting?
Oh, all the different fellas there in town, whoever wanted to work, Frank and guys. And they would go out in the spring and get all the wood in then. Bring all the wood in over the winter trail and split it and pile it. And that was our, mm-hmm. It was just once a year to get the wood in.
So spring, it was mostly done all in the spring?
Oh yeah, before it started melting. So I don't know what that was, probably March. They would do that April and March and April.